No law at all in Deadwood. Is that true?
No law can make it respect. Where only the few survive and many are forgotten. It's Deadwood Radio with Earl Brown, and it's only here in Outlaw Country.
You've got it tuned to Channel 63. That means you're in Outlaw Country on Sirius Satellite Radio. And this is the Deadwood Radio Show, or as I like to call it, the Gunslingers, Gold Diggers, and Cocksuckers Radio Review. I'm Earl Brown. I play Dan Doherty on the show. And this week, I promised a few weeks ago that we were going to have him back. Leah keeps teasing us. She poked her head in here a few weeks ago, and then brought more girls. Well, now, it's an estrogen river. It's me and producer Steve Popovich and a bunch of lovely ladies. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Ashley Kaiser. I played Dolly on the show.
And you may recognize, if you don't recognize Dolly's face, you recognize the back of her head bobbing in and out of screen with those famous soliloquies, which we'll talk more about as the show progresses, because that's what you're becoming known for.
Oh, yeah.
Earl, I brought him back. I brought you some more horrors. This is Leah, everybody, and I play Tess over in the Gem Saloon.
Another one of Dan Doherty's girls.
I am.
Across the street were the Chicago-style girls. That means the ones that bathe.
But the prettier girls. They're dressed a little fancy. We brought some of those Bella girls down. Oh, don't even start.
Hey, everybody. This is Sarah. I play one of the Bellas. I'm actually Sarah on the show also.
Without an H, yes. I've been talking about you for 3 weeks.
Well,
we actually dedicated a show to you. We dedicated a song to you during one of the shows.
Right
after Con Stapleton had the scene, the speaking into the microphone scene to the captain.
I guess this kind of applies right now, because it's kind of turned around. I'm speaking into the microphone now.
Well, it is. We dedicated Joe Walsh's I Like Big Tits.
Oh, yes. So good. So good.
Hey, everybody, I'm Lydia. I'm new this season. I'm also a Bella girl. You're joining my friend Sarah.
Woohoo!
As you can probably tell, this is satellite radio, where anything goes. And we're one step away from Howard Stern. I said after you left a few weeks ago that I think she's confused us for Howard for some of the shit she has been saying.
Mom.
We're going to start with the Hanks, all three of them. This is Straight to Hell by Sheldon. That'd be Hank 3.
Can got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that's when I fall. Now I can't help myself at all. And I get songs about a rambling man. Put a cold one in my hand. 'Cause you know I love to hear those guitar sounds. But don't you play, I'm so lonesome I could cry. 'Cause I'll get all balled up inside. And I'll get
stupid, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Better than what some of these others are.
You'll meet many just like me upon life's busy street, with shoulders stooped and heads bowed low and eyes that stare in defeat. For souls that live within the past, where sorrow plays all parts, for a living death is all that's left for men with broken hearts. You have no right to be the judge, to criticize and condemn. Just think, but for the grace of God, it would be you instead of him. One careless step or thoughtless deed, and then the misery starts. And to those who weep, death comes cheap, these men with broken hearts. Oh, so humble you should be when they come passing by. For it's written that the greatest men never get too big to cry. Some lose faith in love and life when sorrow shoots her darts. And with hope all gone, they walk alone, these men with broken hearts. You've never walked in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes. or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. Some were paupers, some were kings, and some were masters of the arts. But in their shame, they're all the same, these men with broken hearts. Life sometimes can be so cruel that a heart will pray for death. God, why must these living dead know pain with every breath? So help your brother along the road, no matter where he starts. For the God that made you made them too. These men with broken hearts.
Hey, I'm Earl Brown.
And this is Ashley.
Leah Savoli.
It's Sarah.
And Lydia.
And we're all from HBO's Deadwood, and you're in Outlaw Country listening to Deadwood Radio. That's right, I'm Dan Doherty, and I'm here with several of the working girls. The soil doves.
You can say that again.
Uh-huh. The gem girls were a little more soiled than the Bella Union girls.
We're slightly soiled, you just don't see it under all the frills, you know?
See, I wouldn't have recognized you.
Really?
Because we hardly worked together. I mean, we didn't work together at all.
It's two.
I'm with these all.
It's
these girls all the
time. Two separate worlds. Totally.
Absolutely. But they do get a little dirtier this season. Season 3 sees the Bellas getting a little bit dirtier.
A little gritty. Yeah. A little gritty.
Well, it's odd running into folks from off the set and like Ian came in and he's clean shaven and he doesn't look the same.
No.
I know you get recognized that it's starting because you're becoming one of the infamous characters.
I get a lot of thumbs up signs when I get recognized.
Get recognized in the produce aisle at the grocery store often?
No, thank God.
Always examine the back of your head. Are they like, is that her? Yes.
I had a cop have to turn me around once to see if it was really me, and then when he did and he recognized, he's like, you are Dolly. Okay, I'm not even going to write you a ticket.
Okay, so wait. Does this, like, go into a different story, the cop and the whore? Like, what is this?
Hey, that's one.
Leave it to Ashley to be like, one time there's this cop. Anyway,
he did ask me on a date.
And he turned around, looked at the back of my head.
Yeah, and found out, he's like, oh my God, you are Dolly. He's like, you know what? I'll let you off with a warning. I'm not even going to write a ticket.
Well, I said, I told this story a couple of weeks ago with, I was at a concert, Bob Dylan and Merle Haggard at the Pantages, and they have these little privacy stalls in there, but they're narrow. They're not built for a big fella like me. And it's like all the guys between the bands are in line to, you know, take care of business. And I'm squeezed in that damn thing, and this guy next to me goes, hey, cocksucker! Hey, it's the cocksucker! Like his drunk buddies, like, hey, look! It's the cocksucker! Go say it, man. I'm like, dude. I guess when I started in this business, this is what I've been working toward.
Absolutely.
You know, dreaming of guitars and Cadillacs and hillbilly music. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool that came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music. Yeah.
I swore was close to perfect. I could see the ring, the dress, and the whole nine yards. I had a country station on, and she reached and turned it. Said she couldn't stand the sound of a steel guitar. We hit the town to catch the early movie. And old Chris Christopherson played the leading role. I said, "That's my man." She said, "Who's he?" So I jumped up and said, "Girl, we gotta go." She don't like to play my kind of music. She's never heard a Waylon Jennings song. And she's never been a fan of Willie Nelson. So there ain't no way in hell we'll get along. She told me she thinks country music's hokey. Said you can't dance to it and all the songs are sad. I cocked my eyebrow and said, "You must be joking. Ain't no excuse for having taste that bad." Then I asked her if she'd heard of Alan Jackson. And she said, "Didn't he sing that song called Where Were You?" I said, "Yeah, but girl, that man's a living legend." She said, "Really? I thought he was new." No, she don't like to play my kind of music. She's never heard of David Allan Coe. But she can't get enough of Whitney Houston. And I'm thinking, Lord, that's all I need to know. Night was over, I walked her to her door, and I bid that girl an overdue farewell. And without a goodnight kiss, I jumped back in my truck, turned on some Hank and cranked it loud as hell. No, she don't like to play my kind of music. She don't know Sunday morning coming down. She can't see what's so cool about he stopped loving her today. Her angel flying too close to the ground. She told me that she sort of likes the Eagles, but she couldn't name one hit by Johnny Cash. No, she don't like to play my kind of music. So I had to tell that girl to kiss my ass.
With my hillbilly wine, but she told me I was barking up the wrong tree. She liked every kind of music but country. Every kind of music but country. She liked it fast, she liked it loud, she liked it funky. She liked everything about me except for one thing. She liked every kind of music but country. Well, I thought I had a big one on the line. She said listening to music was her favorite pastime. But she told me I was trying to swim upstream. But she liked every kind of music but country. Every kind of music but country. She liked it fast, she liked it loud, she liked it funky. She liked everything about me except for one thing. She liked every kind of music but country. Heard my band, and now she can't remember having told me she liked every kind of music but country. Every kind of music but country. She liked it fast, she liked it loud, she liked it funky. She liked everything about me except for one thing. She liked every kind of music but country. She liked everything about me except for one thing.
Thank you. go ahead and drink that. That's at least my third damn cup. Jangle nerved already. Let me go on and get shaky handed. Put my foot on the floor like I'm listening to banjo music.
I was born in the Southland. Some odd years ago, I left home for the first time when I was 4 years old. I'm a freeborn man. My home is on my back. Well, I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. Well, I got an old wore-out guitar. Time, but I always get it back. I'm a reborn man. My home is on my back. Well, I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track.
Far away, I'll be waiting on. on the hillside where the wild red roses grow. On the sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters fall. Ago. Don't forget all the promises you gave me and so. I'll be waiting on the hillside when the day you will call. On the sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters fall. Think of me. Please answer, little darling, tell me where you can be. It's been so long, dear, since I've seen you, but your love still lingers on. Don't forget me, little darling, though our love affair seems gone.
You're listening to Outlaw Country. It's the Deadwood Radio Show with cast members of HBO's Deadwood telling stories, looking back at episodes, looking ahead at episodes, playing songs, and generally having a good time. You were here a few weeks ago, and you were doing an intro to a song, and I introduced you. I said, you know, Leah, the rocker chick, you know, and this is a perfect segue into an introduction of the David Allan Coe and Pantera record, and you introduced him as David Allan Poe.
I did. I never claimed to be a country gal. I am a rocker, and I tried to get us to edit that, and Earl, you wouldn't let me do it.
It was great radio. Are you kidding me? And I told her, I said, if you ever see this like big barrel-chested dude with long blonde or pink or purple dreadlocks and a fur coat and a walking cane and and fluorescent orange Converse tennis shoes walking your way.
Run.
Yeah. Come up and kick you in place where it hurt.
David Allan Coe. I will never mess that up.
That's right. We hook you up with some Coe records and you'll realize he rocks too. All right, I know you've brought a record in that you're just dying to play.
I do. Earl's let me throw some rock into our country here. But it's fitting. It's quite fitting for the show Deadwood. This is Guns N' Roses. I used to love her,
but I had to kill her.
I used to love her, yeah, but I had to kill her. Welcome to the number 10. My name is Tom.
Harry will take your order. His name is Steve.
Gracelessly at you. Slide through my hands. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses drag me away. I
Why don't you cap your visit with some complimentary higher-end pussy?
Max, anyway.
Later on tonight, I'll find a little queen
Loves of Deadwood.
You're listening to
Deadwood Radio
in Outlaw Country
on Sirius Satellite Radio.
Featuring cast members from HBO's hit and gritty western Deadwood. I'm Earl Brown, I play Dan Doherty.
I'm Ashley Kaiser, and I play Dolly.
This is Leah Savoli, I'm Tess in the gym.
I'm Sarah, and I'm one of the Bellas at the Bella Saloon.
I'm Lydia, and I'm also in the Bella Saloon.
What we've been doing for the last few months is coming in and playing some songs for you, telling you some stories and teasing certain episodes. The season is winding down. It looks like it's headed toward great bloodshed, but you're going to have to tune in and find out exactly how those cards play themselves. But I've had a great time coming in. Steve Popovich Jr. put all this together. And we've only got one more radio show to go, but dude, thanks. Thanks for that phone call. We've had a great time. Coming in, that's what the one thing I love about this radio station is there are no narrow parameters in their playlist. Just about anything goes.
Kind of like Deadwood.
That's right. So far this show, we've heard Hank Williams, we've heard Guns N' Roses, and just about everything in between. Because there ain't but two kinds of music. There's good music and bad music. That's it.
Speaking of good music, how about we listen to some Sacred Cowboys, Earl? We have, a while back, we did a Deadwood Quilting Bee over at the Knitting Factory that I hosted, where you and John Hawks got on up and played.
Well, I've heard of those guys. They're pretty good.
Yeah. Can we do that? Can we put some Sacred Cowboys on? I like that song about the dog.
Well, perfect segue into, I have a block of songs about dogs. I'm going to dedicate this to the two that are at my house waiting for me. This one's for Ruby and Toby.
Without a good friend, human companionship I'd not recommend. He's a wearied heart, have a troubled mind. For friend I'll choose the four-legged kind. Take home a stray, nurse it back to health. Ease its burden and share all your wealth. Get it back on its feet when it's been beat down. Chances are you won't get bit by the hound. Manipulate, fornicate, lie, cheat, and steal. Aggravate, alienate, plunder, rape, and kill. Human shortcomings are too vast to catalog. Therein lies the difference between a man and a dog. Woman's wild ways tempt me, I will tell you that. They rip out my heart and stomp that sucker flat. I'll take on a woman, scratch a certain itch. But when it comes to love, I'll always choose a bitch. You don't ask where I've been, but it's glad when I come home. Don't need nothing but a bed and a bone. What I offer, it don't nag or mooch. Gotta fall in love with a pooch. Manipulate, fornicate, lie, cheat, and steal. Aggravate, alienate, plunder, rape, and kill. Human shortcomings are too vast to catalog. Therein lies the difference between a man and a dog. Particular dogs in mind. Some were good for hunting, some were good for herding, some were good for gardening, and some were good for nothing at all. But they all had one thing in common. Those dogs were
Ruby, Harold, Barney, and Luke, Sloppy, Lab, Toby, and Duke, Dynamite, Bullet, Boner, and Bo, Amber, Red, Blue, Ravens, and Joe.
I loved them, everyone.
man and a dog. Therein lies the difference between a man and a dog.
I'm standing at the crossroads in life, and I don't know where to go. You know you got my heart, babe, but my music's got my soul. Let me play it one more time. I'll tell the truth and make it rhyme. Hope they understand me. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, feed Jake. He's been a good dog, my best friend, right through it all. If I die before I wake, feed Jake. Now Broadway's like a sewer, bums and hookers everywhere. Wine all passed out on the sidewalk, doesn't anybody care? Some say he's worthless, just let him be. I for one would have to disagree. So would their mamas. Now I lay me down to sleep and pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, feed Jake. He's been a good dog, my best friend, right through it all. If I die before I wake, feed Jake. Now if you get an ear pierced, some will call you gay. But if you drive a pickup, they'll say no, you must be straight. What we are and what we ain't, what we can and what we can't. Does it really matter? Now I lay me down to sleep and pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, feed Jake. Good dog, my best friend, right through it all. If I die before I wake, feed Jake. If I die before I wake, feed Jake. If I die before I wake,
but I did not fuck the horse.